USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Senate is meeting this hour, taking up Jessica Clark's judicial nomination with votes throughout the day. Also, Janet Yellen is testifying before the Senate Finance Committee. The mother of a St. Louis teenager who fell to his death on the world's tallest tower drop ride in Florida has reached a settlement.
Nakia Dodd and her attorney announced the settlement in the wrongful death lawsuit Wednesday near Icon Park, where the 430-foot-tall Orlando Freefall ride is being dismantled.
My son took his last breath on this ride. It's heartbreaking, devastating, a feeling that I hope no parent will ever have to go through after this ride comes down.
14-year-old Tyree Sampson slipped out of his seat on the Orlando Freefall ride at Icon Park in Florida last March, falling 100 feet to his death. A settlement amount was not given, but the family's attorney says that they are still suing two foreign companies that designed and built the freefall. I'm Skip Kelly.
Maternal deaths surged to the highest rate in nearly 60 years. Data showed a trend that has made the United States the most dangerous place among high-income countries to give birth. The number of women who died during pregnancy or shortly after rose 40% to 12,000. The number of women who died during pregnancy or shortly after rose 40% to 1,205 in 2021, compared with 861 in 2020 and 754 in 2019. The National Center for Health Statistics reported the data this morning. Actor, sports owner, and entrepreneur Ryan Reynolds used his celebrity and wit to build Mint Mobile cell phone service into a low-cost competitor in the wireless world. Now the Hollywood star and his backers are cashing in, selling Mint to T-Mobile for $1.35 billion. It's reported Reynolds owns roughly 25% of Mint Mobile. That means he stands to personally receive more than $300 million in cash and stock from the transaction. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
A new Gallup survey is revealing views of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict have shifted sharply among Democrats, who said they sympathize more with Palestinians than Israelis. Overall, most U.S. adults sympathize more with Israelis, 54%, than Palestinians, 31%, and two-thirds of Americans continue to view Israel favorably. President Biden is claiming he has a plan for lowering prescription drug costs.
Speaking to a group of healthcare professionals in Las Vegas, the president said his proposed budget would bring costs down.
My budget takes steps to lift the burden on seniors and hardworking Americans so at the end of the month, after busting their necks and their whole lives, they have a little bit left over.
Adding it would cap the cost of insulin for all Americans and expand the Affordable Care Act. As for Republican support,
it's hard to believe, but they've already voted to change or get rid of the Affordable Care Act since it passed 50 times. They failed every time.
In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Now that Russia has been caught in a lie this morning with regards to downing of a U.S. military drone over the Black Sea, Russia claims it was unintentional, yet cameras on board reveal a Russian pilot lining up his aircraft and attempting to douse it with jet fuel. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says he expects professionalism from Russia.
The United States will continue to fly and to operate wherever international law allows. And it is incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Need weekend plans? Check out what's happening at your local Lowe's. Weekending at Lowe's gives you and your family the opportunity to make us your weekend destination. Stop by for free workshops, events, and activities for everyone to enjoy. We're getting active with fun local events like our upcoming Lowe's Bucketball Challenge and Kids Workshop. Visit Lowe's.com/events for our full event lineup. Count on Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.